Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, if she ever let this little guy try, I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. Andy up, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max, man. It's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are tuned in live with All Talk, No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Be sure to get at your girl on the MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk, No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for y'all because that's what it is, and that's what we do, man. You know, it's things have gotten super messy. We will get into all sorts of things, and that where they do that at. We got them honey dip thoughts, and we also got a hit on that Jesse Smollett hoax. Everybody's talking about it. So, you know, we super messy and super savage, and we got to talk about it, too. But before I go any further, let's get the rest of this dynasty on the line. What's the word? My girl, Niecy, that dude, my dude, rap star, what's the word?
Yes.
Hey,
what's up,
what's
everybody?
Going on?
Popping on the Sunday night. What's up? It's cold as fuck. What's up?
You did. Oh, my God. I'm so sick of this. Oh, my goodness. So sick of this. I'm just not about this life. My skin feeling dry. I've got to put on extra layers of lotion. Light-skinned people get ashy, too. Like, as she talks,
I think the groundhog's always punk ass shadow. I think
six more weeks.
I think it's always
six
punk.
More weeks.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Sad.
I think he's always punk ass shadow. It's crazy. It's cold as hell. I was getting happy a couple of days because a couple of days it was nice, and then it just. Came out of nowhere with the snow. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was nice. We had two nice days. Valentine's Day was pretty. The sun was out. I think the day before, the day of, you know, temperatures was decent. You know, you get out and get Bay of Prads in the sun, you know, a little dinner,
mm-hmm.
you know, a little something wasn't snowing, you know, something mm-hmm. like that, you know, maybe. But other than that, y'all cool? Other than that cold, honey dip, you good?
Yeah, you talking about getting babe present. Why I ain't get one?
Oh, shit. Who said I ain't got something for you? I got to make it there. I got to get there. That's the thing. I got to give it. I got to put it in your face. I got to give it to you face to face. You know what I'm saying?
We gotta be face to face. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna happen. Y'all don't get it twisted out there. It's gonna happen. But man, look, hey. Oh man, I love it. But hey, we gonna probably go ahead and get off into those dollhouse announcements because again, we got a great show lined up for y'all. So let's go ahead and do that, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Hey, my bad. Hey, if you just not tuning in, you live with All Talk No Filter right here on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. Hit the one if you got something you want to say. We got you. 352, I see you. We're not even talking about nothing yet. So you sit back. We're not even talking about nothing yet. You don't, ain't nothing to say yet. You know what I'm saying? But look, we going to get off into that, where they do that at. And let's start 412. What's the word?
Yeah, man. You know what? Yeah. I'm not even going to hit y'all with the death blow. I'm tapping something light, you know, but too crazy. I'm not going to hit y'all with the death blow. Not this one. I wanted to switch it up for a minute. But apparently there's a new trend going around. Across the internet, parents are celebrating their daughter's special big day. They're hosting period parties. If you don't know what a period party is, it's, you know, when, you know, a young girl, she matures biologically by getting her period. So they throw like little parties to celebrate her newfound womanhood. Comedian Brent Crazier, who appeared on the Conan O'Brien show, told that his daughter actually organized her own period party. His daughter told him that all the girls that she knew was actually throwing them. Think of just like a birthday party, just except without the birth, it's the object is the girl getting her period. Which is a lot of fucking red, a lot of fucking red. I wouldn't even know how a little girl in a Crip family would even handle that. I wouldn't know.
Did you just say in a Crip family?
Yeah. How would you deal with that? You get your period. How would you explain you having a period party and your whole family is East Side Crips?
God, this dude right here, bro. I think we talked about the period party thing, but my thing is, I think it's silly. I mean, it's nothing I would do for my child. I mean, when I was young, when I got into the menstruation aspect, and it was shameful. I didn't want to have a fucking party. I wanted to know why the fuck I was bleeding. You know what I'm saying? Where is it coming from? How long is it going to be here? When is it gone? On a motherfucking party? What the fuck? Who does that? Where the fuck do they do that?
3 to 5 days. 3 to 5 days.
I'm sorry. I got to say, who does that? White folks.
3 to 5 days. 3 to 5 days.
Y'all know who do that shit. We don't do that kind of shit.
We don't do that kind of shit.
don't get down like that. Most of our children, they be excited. They be happy to get it. But the next day, when them cramps hit, they be like, oh, hell no, this was not what I thought it was.
But see, that's what the presents are for. That's what the presents are for. They come with Midol.
You
know what I'm saying? They come with all.
Nothing come with Midol and pads. What kind of fucking gift is that? I don't want that shit.
That's what it comes with. Look, it comes with a red velvet cake, red food and drinks. You know, you have your red velvet cake, your apples, and your Kool-Aid at the same time. There's a 12-year-old girl, she by the name of Brooke Lee from Florida. She went viral because she filmed, you know, her very first period party. She had a huge velvet cake that the icing read, happy first period, congratulations on your period. It came with tampons. It came with pads. It came with pizza with the pepperoni red dot period. You know what I'm saying? Even Tyra Banks wrote a book about. In the book, she even talk about having a period party. Me personally,
her own period party? Did she say she had a period party though?
Yes. Tyra Banks had her own period party.
She's fucking weird too. Tyra, you weird. You weird. This is the equivalent of a parent having a hard on a Woody party for their son. The first time they have, you know, that pre-morning, pre-teen wood, you wake up in the morning and your little schling, the schling, you know what I'm saying? When you coming into your pre-teen, you know what I'm saying? That, come on, man. What are y'all doing out here? Come on. Are you serious? I can't wait to see you
like,
on your first 16th birthday.
Welcome to Woodshop, son. I'll give him a Woody doll. I'll give him the Toy Story Woody doll. Everything be all wood, you know. Interior, you know, it'd be crazy. It'd be crazy. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I think it's more of a gag party than anything. You know, me, I'm not a woman, of course. I don't have a daughter. But the only thing I can say is, you know, for every female who first gets their period,
you
know,
if you start off as a dude, you cannot handle being a female.
You're right, but being a woman. Well,
facts.
What I'm saying is I think this is more of a gag thing, like something to look back and remember, you know, because all the stories that I hear, you know, when I watch TV, like remember when, you know, watching the Cosby Show and little Rudy, she got her period and everything during when
mm-hmm.
she was in school in English class and she got her period
mm-hmm.
while learning about punctuations. You know, as embarrassing as it is, you know, a lot of females, you know, when they get their period, they're embarrassed, you know. I think this would be a good way to break the ice and you know, have fun with it, you know. Of course, you know, having a period is a painful time in a female's life from 3 to 5 days. But I'm saying, you know, maybe rather than being embarrassed about it or, you know, like, oh, man, I hate it when I got my – maybe, like, you know, just ha-ha, you know, a little gag party, you know, have fun with it. You know, that's all I'm saying,
Niecy,
you know. I'm not, you know, just to have
Niecy,
fun.
Would you go
with
back in time
different.
And give your girls a period party? Is that something you would do?
I talked about it and everything else, and they was hot about it, talking about why I'm telling everybody. You think they really want to tell me? These ghetto-ass motherfuckers as I got. You know, I got on the phone and called everybody. I got on the phone and called everybody. They were mad as hell.
Niecy, that's so fucking embarrassing. You did that?
Oh, my God.
Really? Are you fucking kidding
me? Niecy spilled all the Kool-Aid.
You were one of them.
Niecy spilled all the
Kool-Aid. They couldn't wait to get it. They were so excited. Couldn't wait to get the motherfucker. Got it and started crying. Started bawling. I don't want it. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Crying like a motherfucker. I don't want it. I don't want it. I'm like, well, it's here to say no.
That's terrible. Don't do that to your motherfucker kid. Don't call grandma Nim and auntie and Nim telling
yes,
them your kids.
Y'all know that's what we do.
Don't do that. So fucking, if I would have died. I would have died.
How would the invitations go out? What would the invitations be? How would they go out?
Oh, my kids ain't going for that. So that'll never happen. That would never happen.
Never. Never.
They keep talking about when is it going to be over, even to this day.
Until you're 50.
Reminds you, I got all Geminis.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
All my kids are Geminis.
I know that house is in a beastly mode. It's about 10
months.
I'm
like, you
bitches
are crazy.
It's about 10 months.
I've been looking at
them, and
they never get along. My kids told me they thought their name was motherfucker forever. They thought that was their name. I said, you motherfuckers, you little bitches. Yep, they told me they thought that was their name.
No, motherfucker, don't. Stop it.
Wow. Yo.
The beefing up
that's
in here.
Crazy.
The beefing, the periods, and it was always back to back.
Nishi, what the
everybody
fuck
was
do you
synced
have
up
in your mouth?
Other.
What are you, hold up. What the fuck are you chewing on? What do you have in your mouth? What you eat?
Nothing. A pork chop sandwich. I'm cooking. I'm cooking.
You know how, like, your mama catch you doing some shit. You know damn well. What are you doing? Nothing. I'm done. I'm not going to play with y'all.
I ain't all day, y'all. I'm sorry. My fat ass hungry. Fuck. I ain't eating nothing today. Literally. I had like a half a cup of water all day.
Yo.
Fuck that. I'm making some pork chops right now and some chicken. Well, the pork chops are done. It was only like four little pork chops. Boneless pork and some chicken. I'm baking it.
Word.
That pork chop won already, so I had to eat it. Put some bread on it. Shit.
A-S-S-E-L.
What the fuck? I gotta
what's
eat.
What's up, baby?
Sorry.
What's your favorite video game?
You said my favorite video game?
Yeah. What's your favorite video game?
Oh shit! I really don't personally. I don't know. I've been so long since I played one. What's your name?
Centipede. That's how long ago it's been since I played a fucking video game.
Centipede. Damn.
Centipede.
Holy shit.
Fuck yeah. You
took us back. Wait. Hold up. Did you take us back to Atari? Wasn't it like fucking Atari?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, this motherfucker took us back to Atari. Are you serious? Stop it.
That's
oh
crazy.
My god, this centipede. What? Oh my god.
Well,
used to be in a great
well, y'all be
station.
Glad y'all don't. I'll be glad y'all don't live in Pennsylvania because they just, in the state of Pennsylvania, which I'm in right now, they have something going on right now. They are actually to minimize gun violence and gun and the whole gun control thing and to prevent school shootings. Lawmakers are actually putting a 10% tax on violent video games in the aid of, you know, the digital protection for school safety accounts. Even though the two are not related, school shootings and video games are not related, it's usually actually, an excuse to put on, you know, for some things that happen, like for school shootings, when the people go and they kill people in the school, they also like to link it, like, oh, it's the type of video games that they play or they was into and everything. Republican State Representative Chris Quinn originally put this bill back in September of 2018. They said if the law is passed, the game is rated, the games that are targeted is the ones that are rated adult and the ones that are rated for M for mature, for additional $5 to $10 on AAA games. I think it's absolutely ludicrous for you to tax. I mean, for one, you know, the kids are going to get the games anyway, whether it all falls back on the parents, because if the parents know that the games are not for the children and it's not their age bracket and they get the games anyway, you kind of fall the victim or the blame kind of falls on the parents. And two, that there's not actually an actual proof that these video games actually what possessed people to go and make school shootings. I think that's an excuse, and I think that's a poor way of actually judging the situation.
I could play the devil's advocate about that because, I mean, I think the taxation on it is silly because the kids these days, I'm going to be honest, if they want something, they're going to fucking get it. They're going to get it from a friend. They're going to ask someone's, they're going to ask their siblings, older siblings. First of all, let's start with half of these games that are rated M for mature audiences, which is supposed to be supposedly 17 years of age and older.
And older.
Nobody, when you walk into GameStop and all this other crap, nobody asks for IDs. You could be 13. You could be 12, 10, 9 and walk in and say, can I get Valley of Death, smack the shit out of a fucker hole and kill him and leave him under. And that could be the name of the fucking video game. And if you want it and you got the money, you're going to get it. They're going to fucking get it. Nobody says, hey, young man, young woman, can I see your ID to make sure that you're old enough to get this game? It's all about the money. So the taxation of it really doesn't make any sense to me. But on the flip side, there are some people who live life through video games. Even you, Rap Star, we talked a little while back about the dude who was at a gaming conference and got mad because he lost the game and, like, flipped out on everybody.
Yeah.
People do live their lives through these different games and things of that nature. They do that. Like, with this, all this, you know, the killing and all that goes on these games and stuff like that, they do have a propensity to be like, I'm that person. I'm that person with that machine gun and I'm running down the street, taking motherfuckers out. I'm the motherfucker in the Grand Theft Auto raping women in the streets and then knocking them on their head and throwing them out the car. Like, motherfuckers, they really get off into this, and it can consume certain people. I say this is my opinion, Ms. STL, it's a weak-minded thing. But people, young minds are susceptible to things like that. So, yeah, I do believe that when it comes to a game, they do need to it's just about the money. The taxation part of it, it's not going to stop these kids from getting out here and getting that shit. They're going to get it. It don't matter if they go over their friend. Even if they don't possess it themselves, they still going to go over their friend's house and play this shit. They're still going to get it if they want it at the end of the day. So the taxation aspect of it, they're going to get it regardless. That's really just more money for the gaming industry. It's not going to stop these kids from getting the game, but what you can do is buckle the fuck down and tell them when they walk in the stores, even though they have the money, and he might be 12 years old, to him or her, whatever, that might be like them practicing for some shit. You never know what's going through these kids' minds. And in these games, you know, they get with these in these games and they get in their head and get in their mind, and it does have a tendency to consume them, and they get to thinking this shit is real. Just like these motherfuckers with the filters. Motherfuckers use all these filters. I'm with Bootsy. They see this shit. They think that's them for real. They really thinking it's them in their head with all that shit floating around them and all that. It get in people's minds, especially when you have a young mind. You know what I'm saying? That's not molded properly. So I do agree with just making sure that if it needs to be age appropriate and sold to the proper person. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I mean, the taxation of it is really just giving more money to the gaming industry. Like, they need any more fucking money. Let's be serious, people. Let's be serious. But anyway, we're gonna get off into a quick break, and man, you know, we got to come back and get to the hot seat, man. Like, everybody is talking about it. So, you know, we had to address it because we messy. I mean, it's what we do. But we're going to come back and talk about the Jesse Smollett incident. You know what I'm saying? It's being deemed the Jesse Smollett hoax at this point. And
Yeah, we got to talk about that. So we're going to go ahead and get a quick break. Let me see what we finna play. Let's get a quick break, and then we'll be back and get off into that. Looking for something. I'm just finna. Anytime, and you know what? Anytime I try somebody new, y'all motherfuckers disappoint me. So I'm going to go with what I know. My mom always tell me, go with what you know. Because when I try the new shit, I don't know what y'all be doing. Let's do that Lone Star J. They mad. Let's go. We be right back. Not tuning in, you heard we're all talk no filter on Dalhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, hit the one and we'll address you. And we're gonna move into the hot seat, man. Okay. So as most people know, if you've probably been under a rock, Empire star Jesse Smollett recently was attacked. He said he was attacked, allegedly, by what he said was two gentlemen who put a noose around his neck, beat him up while he was walking to get some food roughly around 2 o'clock in the morning. He said he got out to go get some food, and he was jumped by two gentlemen who screamed MAGA country, called him all kinds of ethnic slurs, faggots, things of that nature. Okay, so, you know, of course, everybody's outraged. People are coming out the woodworks to his defense and things of that nature. And recently, over the past couple of days, we've had a major fucking development because Chicago PD, which was where the incident happened, has reportedly taken two men into custody in affiliation with this incident. Now, they go by the name of Ola and Abel. They are brothers from Nigeria. Reportedly, one of these brothers was on, like an extra, had a cameo on Empire. So, recently, they arrested these two gentlemen. Now, this is what I find, this is what's strange to me. Jesse Smollett Since they have arrested these two gentlemen, he has been quiet. Now, before then, when it first happened, before they were arrested, he was on GMA and he was on several different platforms, the Troubadour and things of that nature, talking about he just wants to know people to know what happened. It was messed up. He fought back. He wanted to. It was like a cry out to the LGBT, fuck them other letters, community. And he just wanted to let, you know, for any little kid or whoever, that it, all that matters was that he fought back. However, once they got a hold of these two gentlemen, these brothers from Nigeria, again, one has been came on the show, who they tracked them to an Ace Hardware store in Chicago where they reportedly bought the nukes. And they're in full cooperation with the police. But what I found kind of crazy is that they were released. No bail, no bond, no nothing. They were released, and he hasn't signed the complaint against the two men. So now this has turned into, this whole thing is a whole 360, and now it's a Hunt Ball and Jesse Smollett's court, because now the police is on him like, this is all set up. You set this up. So everybody went crazy like, he set this up. You had people who, like, so many people came to, you know, be by his side. Even, and I talked about it, even Kevin Hart, and with the whole slurs about gay males and all that, even like, dude, I'm sorry that happened to you. That's terrible that happened. Everybody know that's why he, you know, that happened with the whole Oscars, with him and the slurs about, you know, his homophobia. My thing is, what do y'all think is going to come of this now that he goes from being the victim to being a liar in regards to the whole situation with this being, you know, he tried to make it like it was a black-white thing, this is MAGA country, nigga this, nigga that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And now they found out that these two gentlemen are working cooperatively with the police, and he could be in some big, big trouble because it's looking like he set it up. So what do y'all think about that? Who wants to go first on that?
I knew the shit was fishy from the jump.
Hold on. Let me turn. Who's going first?
What? Oh, he's going to jail. Period. He's going to jail. You can't lie like that and waste taxpayers' time, even though they do it. You know what I'm saying? You can't do shit like that. He's going to jail. You know? He's going to get caught. He done got caught up. All this shit coming out. Mm-mm. But why you say it was white men and they was African motherfuckers? Because they was
now,
racial
if you
shit.
Check this out, though. If you look at the tapes, now the two tapes that they did come into, that came into the police possession, there were two. If you guys have seen any pictures of the two gentlemen that they said, they're huge. Big, muscular, muscle-bound, easily 300-pound bodybuilder. Like, if you see the one tape that they have, and there are two gentlemen walking, you can't tell us what ethnicity they are because they have on these black coats, and they're just walking down the street. The only other tape that surfaced is a tape of him going back into his building, and he still had the noose around his neck. Now, why the fuck he walked back to his building with the noose still around his neck? Because the first thing I'm doing is ripping that motherfucker up off me. You know what I'm saying?
What I was hearing is he never dropped his phone and he never dropped his Subway sandwich. How you get beat down like that and you fighting him back and you still got your phone and your Subway sandwich in your hand? Oh, my God. I'm sorry, y'all, the dog.
These two dudes would have been, okay, he had a scar under his eye. His face was a little puffy. You know what I'm saying? He might have took a shot or two. And I said this the first time when it first surfaced. I said, Fox said that they actually got a letter that was like threatening him. My thing is, why the fuck at 2:30 in the morning are you walking through the streets of the shy? by your motherfucking self. Motherfucker, you ain't that hungry. What are you doing walking through the Chicago streets at 2:30 in the morning by yourself, knowing I know that the Fox notified you that there was a threatening letter, allegedly, that came to the facility in regards to you specifically. Why the fuck are you, and I said this the first time when it first surfaced, why are you walking on the Chicago streets with no security, no fucking nothing? This is so much of high-profile case. Dude is looking at being in a lot of trouble. But look, real quick, let me go to the lines and catch some of these people and see what they might want to say about the situation or how they feel about it. So let's go here real quick. 314, you're live on the air. Did you want to comment?
Hello?
Yes. You're live?
Yes.
Can you hear us?
My thing is...
How are you?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Go ahead. We can hear you. Can you hear us? Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
You can hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I heard somebody else. I'm so sorry. This is Lady Promise. I thought the whole situation was just like what's that fairy tale that we grew up listening to, the boy who cried wolf?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A lot of people want to be relevant, you know, and nobody's talking about him. His album is whack. I like the first Jesse Smollett on the first show of Empire. You know, I've been watching this like couples therapy. So this incident is just so fixation that I feel for him. Maybe it's a mental illness type of situation, which we need to talk about.
A lot of people have
mentalness,
said
that, you know, it needs to be corrected, it needs to be medicated, it needs to be treated, it needs to be addressed. That why would you put something that, why would you falsely lie about something? He's facing up to 3 years from what I hear on the news. Like, why would you, okay, you really don't get a beat down in prison.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be a lot more than that. Because you have like 20, they really treated this as a very serious, high profile hate crime. So you had a lot of resources that were used to try to zone in on who did it. And now you got the two gentlemen who allegedly were a part of it and did the actual beatdown cooperating fully with the police. So
but
you
ain't cooperate. But he not cooperating. That's my issue. You want to lawyer up. Like, why you lawyering up?
He has been quiet since these new allegations have come to light. He hasn't said anything. His attorney has not per se addressed anything, as opposed to when he initially said that this happened and it came out. He was going on all his little outlets talking about how he just wanted to be
an advocate.
He said he was an advocate
for, you know, the fact that he stood up for himself and gay rights and this and that.
You
but now,
with me if you didn't put the sandwich down. Come on, that's a Subway sandwich. Jared locked up for that. Put the sandwich down.
What did you say, Rexar? Did you want to address her?
No, he said. Remember, he said he was he said he was the gay Tupac.
Oh my God!
He said he was the gay Tupac.
It's a mental issue.
I mean, I think a lot of people were saying that he was trying to solidify his, you know, his, and he's relevant. I mean, it's not like, I don't know if he felt like, are they trying to write me off the show? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what would possess him to do something like that. I mean, he's going to face some felony charges out the ass. I think if any, Lee Daniels, when it initially happened, came to his rescue, like, I look at him like my son. I'm in another place, but I'm coming to make sure you're okay. And if they're going over bank account records, anything that you could think of, they're like going at it. You know what I'm saying? So if he got a couple thousand, you know, missing out his account, like, where did this money go? What was this money allotted for? So he you got a hell of a can of worms that has been opened, and if this is a hoax and you have the whole community rallying behind you, people that maybe per se didn't even fuck with you but felt sorry for you and came to your defense, this is going to be a mess. You off the, you know, because it ain't shit for them to write somebody off of their show. You know, that's nothing.
Because Lucius,
you know, we can
Lucius
count
in the background.
All the people that they done died off. Huh?
Lucius in the background saying, you made this whole thing up, man.
I seen the memes have started. The memes have started. Yes, the memes have started. They're going strong.
I think you could also look at it as, you know, some people who, I mean, because he did identify as him being homosexual, correct?
Absolutely. He is openly out.
Okay,
yes,
and I know some homosexuals that gay for pay. So, you know, something sexually could have got a little bit tangled up in the little situation. And things got a little rough and certain people couldn't touch things. And, you know, he cried for help. And he just came to the realization like, oh, maybe the coke that I did with them had me on some other stuff. And now that I came down from my high, I was violated, you know.
Maybe that's why he wanted Subway at 2:30 in the morning. Because you
think
so. Be walking through
Subway.
The streets of
he
Chicago by your damn self at 2:30 in the morning. And you a celebrity.
Okay.
And you got change. You got to be
but hold on.
Something.
TMZ wasn't
that.
There, though. Can we say TMZ wasn't there?
Okay. That's why I was like, wait a minute. It's a lot. It's so much. It's so many moving parts to this story. I can't wait to see where it, and I hope, I pray to God, this dude did not fabricate this whole scenario.
I hope he didn't pay them.
Like I said,
money, I mean, men lie, women lie, but, you know, numbers don't. I mean, if they find a transaction of some money, I mean, bow, there it is.
Okay.
I'm still going with the sexual thing, though. That's intriguing.
You said...
Because them boys would have hurt him. They would have hurt him if they really got
they
physical
were, they
with him.
Cute. Like, if y'all, okay, now, I'm like, I know you could barely touch me. You could barely touch me, and I'm red. That's why I had to learn how to fight. So you could barely touch me, and I turn red. Him, I mean, these dudes were huge. I think if they really wanted to get him like that, they would have fucking obliterated him. If you see the dudes, if you have to see the picture of these guys, they are immense dudes. Like if the one dude put a noose around his neck and he pulled it, I think his neck will be snapped in two. And I'm gonna be honest, Jesse Smollett's not a big guy. These dudes are,
I mean,
mastodons.
Look at Bow Wow. His ex girlfriend scratched him in the face. Look at Chris
she
Brown and Rihanna.
Up.
Chris had did that. You know what I'm saying? Show me your hurt, Jesse. Show me, not a scar. Show me the hurt.
Crazy. Hey, Carla, we appreciate you for calling and chiming in.
No,
on that.
Thank
Much
you.
Love.
I love this show. I love it. I'm here for it. Yes.
Yeah, okay, right on. We appreciate that. We gonna keep it pushing though. We appreciate you for calling in. Go ahead and rock with us. But
all right,
yeah,
thank
we
you.
Got man. That's crazy. We appreciate the callers all the time. 352, I'm finna let you speak. Like you got like 2 minutes and you better stay on course, because if not, I'm out. What you got? 352, you wanna comment on Jesse Smollett? Do you want to comment on this?
Yeah, well, actually,
oh my God.
Yes. It is kind of weird that they are turning the investigation over on him.
Do you think he made it up?
Maybe. That's for the courts to decide if they end up taking it to court. I don't know what really went on. I wasn't there. If those guys were the ones involved for having the hangman's noose, then they're probably going to be in trouble. If he made it up, then he's probably in trouble.
Oh, there's no probably to it. He's going to be... in a lot of trouble. But that's what I just wanted to.
One more thing before I let you move on. This concern.
But anyway, we do have to keep it pushing. We have to keep it pushing. We on a time schedule, and we're actually over. Because it is time to move along into those Honey Dip thoughts. Honey Dip, did you want to take a break, or did you just want to slide into that?
You can take a break. You can take a break.
Okay. Let me go up and pick a little some. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. Get into those Honey Dip thoughts. We'll be right back. Afternoon Dream. Just now tuning in. You heard We're All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. And we don't know them Honey Dip thoughts. Everybody want to know what Honey Dip is thinking.
Oh my God. Hi. Oh my God. This shit is crazy. So about a week ago, after I had the incident with my hair, it's Monday, Tuesday, something like that. I had seen on just before the incident, like the Thursday or something like that, I saw a friend of mine who is in the industry. I'm not going to say no names, but I did work with this person like 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? I did a scene with him. And I'm supposed to do another scene with him. I'm a little concerned.
What?
Most people... okay,
he did a scene recently, this weekend, I guess, with a girl, a young lady, with braces. She's in the industry. I can't for the life. I only know of one girl that has braces right now that's in the industry, and he told me it wasn't her. So I don't know who
you
it
said,
is.
You're saying braces?
Braces.
Hmm.
Now, rap star, brace yourself. Mm-hmm. Brace yourself. So,
okay.
Being a man. So when I heard the story, it was right after I had the incident with my hair. I was already stressed out, and I seen it online. So, you know, of course, like anybody else, commenting on, you know, because I got his phone number. I texted him and said, well, whatever's going on, you know what I'm saying, I hope you get better soon. Nothing like that. So I get woken up from the phone call after I finally went to sleep after fucking my scalp up and my hair up with that perm and all of that. So I'm like, I'm finally asleep. This ain't been sleeping 4 days. I was like a nervous breakdown about my hair. You know what I'm saying? So this motherfucker calls me and tells me his dick got caught in the girl braces.
Oh, I knew you was finna. Oh my God, Jesus Christ!
Why would you let somebody with metal in their mouth suck your dick?
That's just. But this is the thing. His dick had a weird look. For years, I was kind of scared to shoot with him, and he kept asking me. And he was kind of, you know, aggravating type of person. You know what I'm saying? But he went through a death, you know, from a significant other or whatever. And for me, it changed. I've seen the change, probably because I saw that he was reaching out for help. You know what I'm saying? And I saw that he was in a process that I felt he was going to hurt himself. So we built a, you know what I'm saying, a little better relationship. So then I went on ahead and I, you know what I'm saying, when they asked me to shoot with him or whatever, I was like, okay, fine. You know what I mean? We got through the shoot. Everything was okay. And I'm like, this nigga got a big dick. A big dick. You understand what I'm saying? So for him to go through something like that around the pieces of his the head before you get to the head, you know how as a child they do the they give them the what do you call it? You know when they pull his skin back.
Circumcision.
What the fuck you call it? Circumcision.
Circumcision.
Well, his looked it kind of funny. That it was weird looking. You know what I'm saying? And he had like these four little pieces of skin that would look like they were pulled up or something, like they were struggling. You know what I'm saying? It popped. Somehow he said blood was shooting. She was, I guess, rubbing it. You know, they rubbing it on the sides of their lips and, you know, but inside the mouth, I don't know, somehow that piece of skin got connected.
Oh,
and it ripped off.
God.
Well, first off, what I want to know
I would have never,
knowing,
bitch, you cannot eat this pussy with no motherfucking damn, nothing metal in your motherfucking mouth that I can look at you and see that shit? No. Are you kidding? Oh, just imagine the clip.
Why would he even want
to? He was paid. He was paid to work with her. The company, whatever company was, paid him to work with her. And, I mean, something like that could have really turned really, you know what I'm saying, could have turned into something deadly because it could have hit a nerve, you understand what I'm saying? It could have, there's a lot of really bad things that could have seriously happened. I mean, I thank God, you know what I'm saying, that he's okay.
You're making me cringe,
he went to the hospital.
Man. You're making me cringe.
Listen, when he told me, it was coming through from my throat. Look, it's coming from my throat down my stomach. And not for nothing, he keeps saying is he want a rematch. What the fuck is a rematch?
What the fuck?
You know, I don't understand.
Wait,
I had to tell him, leave that girl alone.
Rematch. Wait, he want a rematch.
He come up because of what he wanted to put out online. What she did. I'm sure the bitch didn't mean it. She's probably sucked a million dicks. I know I have. You know what I'm saying? And she done sucked million dicks and they ain't get cut. You just happened to got fucking cut. You got your dick ripped up. You know what I'm saying?
So
but
this
I
bitch
told
over there
him,
making
stop
bitches.
Leave that girl alone. Listen, he won a rematch, and I told him leave
he
her alone.
He
must have
liked that shit then. He must have liked it then.
Well,
what the fuck you mean?
No, he was in a
rematch.
Lot of pain. When he called me, he was in a lot of pain. You know what I'm saying? He said, well, now it looks like everybody else is. They cut all the way around, and they cut the other three pieces, you know, whatever, the skin or whatever. And now, you know, but I felt bad for him, but I had to explain to him that this is not something, you know what I'm saying, because you could be impotent. You could probably, you know what I'm saying? Your chances, leave that motherfucker alone. He talking about he want to look and see what it, if you don't leave that motherfucker alone, they told
it
him do
like
not
he,
be trying
he
to get aroused.
It sounds like he had a botched circumcision if he still had access
well, as
to
a baby,
that,
he probably
he didn't
did.
Have it.
No, it he's circumcised, trust me. That big been in my face. He's circumcised, and he ain't got man turtleneck. Well, I don't know what he got now, but you know what I'm saying? You don't have to talk, you know.
Hey, yo.
That dick been in my mouth and my pussy. Listen, so I done seen it up and close. You know, before I see it in movies, I've seen it. I worked with him. I did a scene with him. You know what I'm saying? We have all, you know what I'm saying, a whole scene together. Quite a long one, too. And he asked me, I don't know where he gets this rematch. He asked me for a rematch. He told me he can't, but like, he was hollering
well,
by the time I got done.
I mean, did you bite a hunk off his dick? He wants a rematch with the girl.
No, I ain't bought shit. He was hollering when I got done, too.
His dick
but
on her braces. What the
listen,
fuck
all
are
I
want to
know is the shit that, like, she could, her breath got to stink forever. Like, you know the shit that's under the skin that probably is trapped under them braces that you could brush and still not get it? The blood particles? You understand what I'm saying? Mm.
Hey, I've
everybody
been at the dentist and they like, hey, I'm done. Take this shit off. I'm done. I'm done.
Listen,
they as straight as they going to fucking
everywhere.
Get.
I hope
my teeth
got
as straight as they
going to
get.
Pay. Listen. That shit, just imagine the skin caught up in, you know what I mean, the meat caught up in between them motherfuckers.
Disgusting.
Behind them braces.
Fucking nasty.
Look, rap star, what you think? You had a bitch come with you with a wire mouth.
Wouldn't happen. Wouldn't happen.
I don't care
because
I ain't taking
no
dude
shit.
Come
nah.
to see me and he got braces. Nigga, what you gonna do
the
with your mouth?
I look
oh,
like,
nah.
The fuck I look like? That's like some cheese grater shit. Ain't nothing sexy
right.
about that shit. The fuck?
He said cheese grater.
You heard me.
The
yes.
Fuck? I wouldn't even. Yeah. I wouldn't even want no. I wouldn't even want. I wouldn't even want no woman with some Bugs Bunny rabbit ass teeth. The fuck I want to deal with Metal Face over here? Nah, I'm good, son.
Listen, cut the boy up. Throw the dickhead up all around. Not the head, but you
wow.
know that foreskin. That's getting
mangled,
that right around.
Your,
like I said.
Having your man's all mangled
it already,
and shit.
It already reminded
like
me. Listen, it already reminded me of like it might have been on fire or something. Not like on fire. It already had a weird look. He got a humongous dick, for real, real talk. It's fat, it's long, it's really big. But now he says that
it doesn't sound like it was done properly. If you said he had like
yeah,
extra,
it probably
like it
was
extra,
I don't think so.
They didn't do the whole job. They half assed did
yeah,
his fucking circumcision
right.
from birth. They didn't do
mm-hmm.
it right. But
they
you
didn't
the
do
silly
it right
motherfucker
skin,
to let somebody
I asked him when
that.
I worked when I worked with him was I hurt. I'd be like, does it hurt? Like I'm sucking on it and he might go make some kind of sound. I'm like, did I hurt you? You know what I'm saying? Because I was scared.
Yeah,
I was scared because the way it looked it on the side.
You
wouldn't want
to
what I'm
be
saying?
Quiet.
No. But I'm saying, you know, I'm sucking on it. He's like, ooh. And I'm like, did I hurt you? Because the skin, I could feel it in my mouth, how thin the skin was. You know what I'm saying? The skin was already thin. Well, listen, he got a regular dick now, evidently. But I was still concerned. Like, I kept telling him, leave that motherfucker alone. Tell me what you want to look at it. You don't need to look at it. So the cast they The cast they put on his dick had a little hole in it to pee. Now, my question that I never got a chance to ask him, you know, because some men, they wake up, their dick is hard. They're telling him not to get an erection so that it can heal properly. You know what I'm saying?
Tell him,
how
tell
do
him
you not get an erection? What, stupid. I'm not playing. A period party. How he peeing, and you know when a man pee, a couple little drips might come out. You know, a little after at the end. And I'm like, ain't that pee going to run back in the cast and infect the dick? I don't know. But mentally, I'm trying to picture it all. I don't know, but I have not talked to him since then. I guess he's dealing with
wow.
dick problems.
When you do talk to this man, tell him, lose that motherfucking notion about a rematch and tell him he need to go on botched.
and find out why he didn't get circumcised properly. He need to go on Botch because that's a botched ass circumcision. But anyway, it's about his time, man.
He's
about to get up out of this camp. And that thing
is
right now. Tell him how to reach out, Touchable.
I am Niecy. Oh, no, here I go. I am. Shit, y'all know the fuck I am. Niecy Honey Dip on everything. You know what I'm saying? You can, if you don't know who I am, right when we post up the link to the show, you will see it. Niecy, N-E-E-S-E, Honey Dip. That is my name on social media, on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, any damn thing they got. Shit, even I ain't got that old-ass MySpace. I ain't been on it in 99 years, but I got it. You can book me. You can book me for all types of shoots or anything, hostings, walkthroughs, club hostings, at Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. Or Niecy Honey the XXX at Yahoo.
Yeah, it's your boy Rap Store. You can hit me up on Facebook, Cameron Cortez. Hit me up on my Facebook fan page, The Resurrection at Hip Hop Rap Store, aka Hurricane Cam. Hit me up on my Twitter, Rap Store 412. Hit me up on my SoundCloud, Rap Store. Hit me up on my YouTube, Rap Store 412. And that's about it. Yeah. I think, yeah, that's about it. All of that.
Hey, we in the building every Sunday, baby. Same bad time, same bad channel right here. 7 Eastern, 6 Central, Dow House Radio. We going to get up out of here with Rap Star 412. Holla. Holla at us next week.
Yeah.
We see you. Talking about the Dow House Radio. We out.